Elkhurst does an advanced training, but it's only for staff.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, staff.
Oh, no, that is in our budget, it's approved in the budget, it's in-state, so that's already been approved. We're good, we're good.
Once in a while I come across a safety one, if there's something you're interested in, do we have a process to bring it to your attention?
Give me a copy of it, and I can add it to the agenda if it's appropriate.
They used to have one every year at Las Vegas.
Still do.
Is that still going on?
Sam Donito, it's under NC personnel.
On this one here that we got today, has one in Washington.
That was actually the first one I ever went.
Least one, that's what I brought my attention.
So if you have one, and it's one that we typically have done in the past, I'll get it on the agenda.
What if we've never done it?
Well, through one of our main organizations, the IFEBP, NC PERS, CII, any of those, so. I have a cheat list.
At some time or another, I think we've done them all, but the one that Jerry referred to.
Actually, that was in.
Sam's not, the guy who started isn't there, but NC PERS absorbed it, and they call it Public Safety Conference. And that's all who goes, is just safety members. It's blinders, that's the way they are about that.
All right, staff report.
I'll save that one for you. We are now running into a situation in the building where we're almost 100% occupied and people wanting more space, and do we want to kick out tenants? And I'm saying, no, 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 we have long-term tenants. It's tough to be in that position, but we are getting to that point now. Depending on what comes out next week, if we are not going to have a million members in the front door, we are planning on getting started on the front office remodel that we've been talking about for a couple of years. Compliance officer, we hired Raleigh. Do you know his last name?
Dukowitz.
And the Raleigh is spelled W-R-A-L-L-Y. So I've got to process that in my mind every time I think of him. He is starting November 18th. He will be reporting to Kurt. We're working on all the processes because he's going to be very busy for a while here. An update for the board on the on-call pay that had previously been reported, and it was in the newspaper, that the Health Services Department was reporting 7.5 hours of on-call pay that wasn't really being worked, just so they could report it and have extra money. We are working with the county auditor's office to reverse that and identify those folks involved, so they're taking care of that. And
the county auditor is?
Payroll auditor, Bob Campbell.
These are the people who don't got the pay codes right?
Exactly. Yes.
Just making sure, man.
One for Richard. Okay. Tim.
A couple things here. We received an announcement on Monday from First Eagle. The woman who headed up their gold fund passed away over the weekend. You recall gold was part of the global value strategy. On an interim basis, Matt McClendon is going to pick up that coverage in terms of responsibility and portfolio management on the gold fund. He is our lead PM on the global value fund. Just by way of comparison, the global value fund is about a $50 billion total strategy. The gold fund is about a $1.5 billion strategy. So obviously a loss for the firm there, but it should not be earth-shattering in terms of their processes internally. Greg Cassano offered to meet with any trustees who had questions during SACRS. He's going to be down there. He's the representative. So if there are questions, he'll be there. From Allianz, Kathy Rich is going to be retiring in December, so we'll have a new client service person there. Again, not related to the portfolio management team. With Paulson, we got our commitment cut back a little bit. It was oversubscribed fund. We had committed 25 and no less than 20. We got cut back to the $20 million level, so we're looking to execute contracts on that in the next day or so. We have the Milliman on-site scheduled for December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Attendees there are going to be Brian Hast, Rusty Watts, Scott Gordon, and John Phillips, and I will follow up with an email reminder on that one.
If Will wants to take my place, that would be fine. I mean, because that would be a good intro to meeting some of the people over there.
You're the board chair.
Well, that's all right. I know quite a bit about them. Okay. If you're interested.
December
5th. I'll include you on the email.
Oh, I got thrown out.
Well, you were the last one to respond. We had four. We had five, so we.
I got thrown out.
You got thrown out, Jerry.
I mean, this is a good way for Will to meet.
Sorry, Jerry.
Just aside, Jerry, you did need to know.
Yeah. Well,
you know too much.
I know. It's all yours, Will. I've been there.
Okay. The Pureford on-site is set up for December 17th. While we're in London, we're also going to be visiting pretty much every other firm that has London operations there. So we'll be visiting JP Morgan, William Blair, Oak Tree, Adam Street, and possibly Angelo Gordon, so it'll be a packed trip.
Wow.
And this, finally, the Sigula Guff on-site is set up for January 16th in Boston. I'll follow up with an email, but just if any trustees would like to volunteer for that, let me know. But there'll be an email coming out with that.
I would. January 16th.
Cold in Boston in January.
Yeah.
It's cold in London, too.
I got a long flight.
You guys will be just excited to be in London. Do we actually, with Adam Street, have any of their London office investments?
We do.
We do?
We invested in a global fund the last two times around. So, and Hanneke Smits is their chief investment officer. She's based in the London office. So we're going to go check up on their operations there.
With regards to the London trip, we discussed also sending staff, and I would encourage as the board chair, if at all possible, that Marilyn also participate in that trip. I think it's important. We're establishing a new relationship, again, in another country, and also being able to make these other contacts over there. So given that opportunity, if you can make it.
Who else responded that they were
Deborah's
able
the
to
only
go?
One who responded.
Nobody else responded that right. They were able to go. So Deborah is. We did request that Bob Hellison attend on behalf of Milliman.
Yep.
So I think he's on board.
He's on board.
Okay.
So we're finalized.
We're good, though. The board discussed last time gave only one board member travel overseas.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
For SACR's purposes, is there anybody that we're in a quiet period with and need to be?
Paladin is the only one that's under active consideration. Milliman has that right now. So that's
so Paladin's under.
My feeling is until we sign the contracts, we are still in the active period.
Okay.
So we've got Aether, which may or may not be signed, but I don't think they'll be there.
No.
And Paulson is not signed, but I don't think they'll be there either.
Paulson should be signed before Sackers, but we
and Sigula Guff.
Sigula Guff.
Mm-hmm. Sigula Guff? Oh, come on.
We are still in the process. We have not done the due diligence.
Do you know how long I have not talked to Mike Keough?
He's not a Sigula Guff employee.
He does represent them.
Oh, come on. I thought it was over. I thought it
was over. Sure.
Jeez.
We tried to schedule it.
That's just a wonderful conversation to have on the tape.
Life goes on.
Karen?
I'm following what I was supposed to do, but I'm disappointed.
Kirk, you certainly are.
No. Anything else? Or Marilyn?
No.
Okay.
That's enough.
Harvey?
No.
Nope.
Done. Been there, done that.
Trustee comments? Jerry?
In light of the court appearance on October 21, do you have any new information with regards to retirees that we should be aware of regarding a decision if it comes down?
Implications with regard.
Are there
to
implications
retirees?
That there'll be something could happen with retirees?
Nothing new. As we've known and have said publicly ever since the state of California appeared in this case and questioned our board's decisions, there are potential ramifications to those who have retired since this board took action back in 1998. And that's been well known and well discussed. There's nothing new, but...
So what I'm asking you is you're saying that there is potential problems for retirees with regards to this?
I'm saying the interests of retirees could be impacted by the court's rulings, and that has been well known ever since the state of California sent the Attorney General in to question this board's activities. And we've had those discussions, and I've had those discussions with counsel and others.
This is the first I've heard that there may be a detriment to retirees, and retirees need to know that.
Sure, absolutely, they should know that.
Richard?
Well, just to follow up on Jerry, again, a reference to our website, if you're going to talk about retirees. But really, it's an ask, because I haven't been here for a while. What's the deal on lunch, man? I always know some people get up and leave and grab some and take off, but I hear a board member comes in and starts eating right here. And is this like, is there a new rule? We don't eat
why
together
do we
eat or some eat? I'm just curious. I mean, wow. So what's the story, man? You know, a month ago we weren't doing this.
We don't have any regulations preventing it.
She's hungry.
We do have, people have...
But most of the time
bagels and things. So.
Maybe blood sugar levels? I don't know.
I'm just saying this. I know people have grabbed food and left because they were leaving early. That has occurred. You know, you see them sneak over in the room and go. This is the first time I ever saw somebody come over and start eating here. And everybody else just kind of, you know, what the hell? I've just, should I have gotten up? I'm hungry too, by the way. Would that have been appropriate?
Move to adjourn, Mr. Chair.
I like that, thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
From the chair.
That's all?
You have it? That's about it.
I'd just like to thank staff. This has been amazing. We've had a meeting every week except for one throughout the last 5 weeks. And it hasn't been just commonplace items that have come up. Tim, with regards to multiple finalists and various contract issues and investment issues, Karen and Harvey with and Kurt with regards to just the PDOC issue is just amazing, and the amount of work that's been put in researching just that one issue, Kurt, amazing, and Harvey. And I'm working my way around the room.
Yeah, I like this, man.
Harvey, a wonderful job representing us in litigation and arguing in court the other day and trying to educate the judge as to the difficulties that this board faced back in 97 and continues to face. And Karen, everything that you've done and presented, amazing. As well as staff. with regards to our,
is he going to retire?
Yeah, I know.
That's right. Is this your last meeting?
No, I'm trying to say anybody else from retiring.
Yes, at lunch.
Richard wants to go to lunch, you know.
Why don't you just go get a sandwich?
just wondering.
With regards to Joelle, you weren't here. I'm not sure when the CAFR, the final thing was presented in its full glorious color and form. Yeah. Thank you very much. Another award winning. I'm blanking on names.
I feel like I'm watching the Oscars. Yes. When does the music start?
Karen, with regards to benefits and
Jessica benefits.
And Jessica with regards to benefits and counseling, I mean, depending on what happens next week, you may have a whole new set of clients to talk to. Or friends.
I give
friends
credit
to
the folks you don't see that are getting sitting.
Yeah, there. That's the, all the stuff.
Brian, do you want to bring them in?
Sure.
Vicki, thank you for everything.
Go see them.
For keeping track of all the numbers and making sure, you know, we have money to go to the right places and stays in the right places.
We hope.
And support staff. Thank you very much. I mean, it's amazing keeping track of all these meetings and getting all the agendas put together and to us in a timely manner. And I love the Dropbox.
Yes.
Yes. A lot. Besides sandwiching.
So thank you everyone for putting up with the board and these incessant meetings. Why don't we all just take the next 2 weeks off from meetings, and we'll see you.
We only have 1 week off.
Oh, okay.
How's that Dropbox thing working out?
By the way, if anybody has Dropbox and your documents are missing, somebody sitting here at this table deleted them.
They all came back.
Thanks.
I didn't realize I had administrative privileges, but I want to let you know. Since word has gotten around about what I could do with the Dropbox, I got a call from the White House.
There you go.
They asked me for some help with the website. Speaking of that, you want to know the latest issue?